Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day. Happy Stock Up the Fridge Day. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, our Friday sponsor. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Super Bowl's coming up next weekend. Big chip and dip day over at Sean's. Want to make sure you don't walk in empty-handed like Lawrence did last year. I thought that was embarrassing. Wine coolers, water, soda, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, everyone say it all together now, is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels over at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our thanks yesterday to Peter King of Sports Illustrated who joined us. You can check that out on the Steve Jones Show podcast. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, great yesterday as well. You can check that out on the Steve Jones Show podcast as well. Coming up today, Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times, is going to join us to talk about Penn State wrestling. He'll do so in the 3:30 half hour. And my brother's on in the final half hour. Next week, Charles Davis from Fox Sports is going to join us to talk about the Super Bowl. We'll talk with him, and also Kim Jones from NFL Network will join us next week. Mike Conti of the Falcons Radio Network is going to join us on Friday next week from Houston. And we're also going to get a writer, it looks like, from the Boston Globe on next week. So again, keeping the show as dull as we possibly can, and flying under the radar.
We don't mean to. Honest, we don't.
And our thanks also to Jordan Rodriguez yesterday, who joined us from the Charlotte Observer from the Senior Bowl in Mobile yesterday. I don't want us to forget that as well, because that's where Julian Davenport is right now.
Yeah, I believe he'll be wearing number 70, jersey number 70 tomorrow, so be on the lookout for him as that game is aired live on NFL Network. Fingers crossed. I know it's January and the draft is still several months down the road, but it could be a legitimate chance he could be the first FBS player taken in the draft.
Which would be terrific. And believe me, they're not sitting there saying, well, he played at Bucknell. They're looking at this guy saying, okay, everybody starts from scratch. Maybe somebody has a rep. But you start from scratch. You impress them, you impress them. They don't care what school you went to. They could care less what school that you went to. They just want guys that can play. They think he can play, he's in. Pretty simple. I mean, that's all they're looking for. It doesn't matter at that point. It does not matter. There's certain guys, let's face it, there'd be a lot of people that want to look at a Deshaun Watson, for example. Of course they want to look at Deshaun Watson. He does have a body of work that people have seen. But you know what? Everybody's game translates differently at this stage of... Yeah, because it is not a small leap. It is a big leap to go from high school to college. It is a cavernous leap. You have to leap over a cavern to get to the NFL. And there's certain people that can handle it and can do so with relative ease. And there are others who, when it gets to comparable competition, they struggle with it. And you just don't know. Well, so he's got a real shot at this thing. It doesn't matter what school you go to. And last time I checked, the guy that had one of the best rookie seasons out there was a guy from North Dakota State. Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Eagles, is pretty darn good this year. So that's what we have coming up on the show. Did Lawrence appreciate my promo this morning?
Oh, he was laughing down the hall. He loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's About time he enjoyed something from this show. It's about time. Well, we'll have fun with that. And then my brother will be on. We will predict the Pro Bowl. Oh, this will be fun. Come on.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of it I'll watch. I mean, I might go out Sunday night. I don't know. Penn State's home this weekend. I mean, a lot of, what's interesting, I don't think people, believe me, I complain zero about my job. I've got, so this is not a complaint. It's just a statement of fact. So you're wondering, why haven't you gone out a lot on weekends or whatever? Well, last weekend I was at, Purdue, right? And that meant when that weekend was over with, I'd been on the road 8 of the last 11 weekends. So here's one week. In fact, I've got back-to-back weekends here where I'm home. Actually, Yeah, 3 of the next 4 weekends I'm here, something like that, which is great. Because the games, they end up having some games here. And so I'll do the game tomorrow at 4:30. And I don't know. I mean, is there any movie Mike does these things? Are there any good movies out there right now? Is there anything worth watching?
Oh, La La Land. Well, it's got the most.
Please. Okay, let's take the musical thing and get it off the plate, okay?
I was actually kind of compelled. I was thinking about taking my better half to go see that.
No, I'm not saying it's bad or anything like that. Musicals are not my bag. They just aren't. I mean, I remember being in New York for the NIT, and somebody said, "You want to go over and see the play Titanic? It's a musical." Oh, the ship is sinking. What? I mean, come on. No, it's just not happening for me. I remember watching the movie Chicago because it won. Didn't it win Best Picture for the Academy Award? Catherine Zeta-Jones received an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, something like that, correct?
I saw that in theaters, too, yes.
Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Zellweger.
Right.
Okay. And I couldn't stand it. I was sitting there thinking, geez, I hate this movie. I sat there and gutted it out, but I couldn't stand a single second of it. I'm just not big on musicals. Where suddenly you hit a key moment of the movie and they bust out in song. Really? Sorry, but no.
Well, there's a new movie out in theaters this weekend with Matthew McConaughey. It's called Gold. You have that. You have kind of a dark movie. It's been out for a while, but Casey Affleck's been getting some Oscar buzz.
Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, but it has a... I'm not going to go see it, and I don't know exactly what happens at the end, but I hear the ending pretty much you're emotionally drained and spent of what happens at the very end of the movie. It has that kind of vibe to it, where you kind of have to control your emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. What else is out there? So far, you're not selling me on anything.
I mean, those are the main ones I've thought of right off the top that are...
Yeah, because I know everybody talks about La La Land being great. Yes. That's fine. I understand that. But everyone has their own taste. I don't enjoy musicals. Now, if I go to a play, I enjoy a musical at a play because, to me, okay, that makes sense. We're in the theater.
You still have Patriots Day out there, the Mark Wahlberg movie, but that was about...
There we go. I might go to that. That sounds good.
Yep, about the Boston Marathon.
Maybe I'll go to that.
So,
yeah, maybe I'll go to that.
The thing is, though, there is some controversy thinking, even though it's been over 3.5 years since it happened, it still could be a little too... They probably maybe could have waited a little longer.
Yeah. So that's up to everybody to make that decision. I would go see that.
And you have M. Night Shyamalan. He has a new movie called Split.
That usually entails... No.
Yeah. The last couple of movies that he brought out tanked pretty badly, so he's bouncing back with this one.
Okay, is it another kind of horror sci-fi?
It's very twisty. It's a movie, Mike says, a very well-crafted chiller.
Well, I mean, that's the sales meeting with the stat. With the suit. I mean,
main character deals with mental illness, and so
There we go. See, we're still on the same path. All right.
Yeah, but we're going complete opposite of musical here. I'm just kind of I know you're probably looking for something down the middle. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What's the last movie I went to?
Well, you also have Michael Keaton in The Founder about Ray Kroc. The McDonald's guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that sounds interesting, actually. Last year, I went to Spectre. I did go to that. I also went to the movie starred Jennifer Garner. And it's about the fight with a deadly disease that her daughter has. And I remember she fell out of a tree and it put her on the path to being cured. Like it was a tumor or something like that. It's kind of a remarkable movie, actually. I watched that. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, well. As you can see, I actually will rent, or not rent, but like I'll see something or whatever. I might buy it once in a while.
Oh, that was Miracles from Heaven.
Miracles from Heaven. I said, yeah, yes. I went to that movie. I saw that. And on the plane from Harrisburg to Los Angeles on the football charter, I did watch Jason Bourne. And I liked it. Well, that was very, very good. But then again, that's the kind of movie I like. And that's more up my alley. I mean, we're suddenly out of nowhere. Matt Damon doesn't break out into song. I know.
Yeah, I'm in the comedies. If I have to choose, good laugh for me.
Well, I mean, look, if I work with a suit, so would I. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Mike Krzyzewski, maybe for the moment down but not out. He called his entire basketball team to his house for a meeting. And in that meeting, he told them they were not allowed to go back into their locker room. They're not allowed to wear any practice gear. They're not allowed to wear any gear around practice at all until they start proving to them that they are Duke basketball players. So he made the decision yesterday. And brought them all over to his house. He may not be the bench coach at the moment, but he's still the head coach. And so this is what he's done. He has kicked them out of the locker room. He's forbidden them to wear Blue Devils apparel. It's not the first time he's ever done it. I believe I know where he picked up the idea. It may have been the general, Robert Montgomery Knight. So, how long the penalties would last? They said until they start, quote, living up to the standards of the Duke program. It's up to him to determine what that is. The players did hold a separate players-only meeting. And they said there are bigger issues that needed to be addressed on this team. Now, look, I saw them play twice this year. And Penn State made a run at them in the second half and really put some game pressure on them. Emile Jefferson's a very good player, but he's a very good college player. He's not a pro player. Luke Kennard is a very good player. Matt Jones is a really well-rounded player. But the problem they have is that after they're not as deep a program as people realize. They really were relying on those freshmen to be the kind of guys that would step up to the plate and get some things done for them. And that's not what's happening for them. Harry Giles is a player, for example, that is talented, but he's missed so much time the last 2 years that he's got a lot of rust on his game. Jason Tatum's a good player. I was impressed when I saw Frank Jackson. I like his quickness. He's got a nice shot. All that. That's fine. And Grayson Allen's a problem. Grayson Allen is a problem for them for a couple reasons. Number one, you know, you talk about the on-court, off-court issues, whatever, as to what's happened with him, suspensions and things like that. But he's not playing well. They need him. You're saying, well, how does he play well? He's the kind of guy where everything that he does, and this is based on watching him twice in person and then obviously watching him on TV, he is a guy that thrives in the game of basketball when he's hitting his shot. And he can be an outstanding outside shooter. But when he's not hitting his shot, that's where he loses his poise, and that's where he becomes a really ineffective player at both ends of the floor because he doesn't have enough of a game in other areas to make up for the fact he's not hitting shots. And that's really hurt Duke because he has not been hitting shots this year. And that's a part of it. Now, you can't just lay it at the feet of one guy. You can't. But that is part of the Duke MO. They've always been a team under Mike Krzyzewski that has understood the value of the three-point shot. I mean, Matt Jones can hit it. Kennard can hit it. Frank Jackson can hit it. Obviously, Allen can hit it. And they don't do that on a consistent enough basis. And I've always felt that Duke was an okay defensive team. I've never really felt Duke was a great defensive team. And that's something that's an issue for them. That they're a good defensive team, not a great defensive team. And I'll give you an example of this. Duke, for example, is 11th in the league in league play, in the ACC, in three-point percentage. They are 10th in the league in two-point percentage defense. Not good. That's 10th in the league in two-point percentage defense. See, that's where Jefferson comes in. He's the best defender they have. Their point distribution. Duke's getting 50% of its points from two-pointers right now, but they're only getting 28% of their points from three-pointers, and that three-pointer is really an essential part of what they do offensively. And what's happened is this, is that 60% of the point production against Duke, okay, 60% of the point production against Duke is in that two-point area. Now, keep in mind, what's the NCAA Division I average? Okay? Usually teams get 50% of their points from twos. Duke's giving up 60% from twos. That tells you something.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I got concerned there for a moment. I thought they were starting to talk about me. What's going on there? Quarreling, that's a big word.
We got a studio just for quarreling, yes.
Well, you know, We had to do gift exchange for the big holiday party, the one I wasn't invited to.
Oh, here we go again.
And so I sent a gift anyway, and I got Lawrence that thesaurus. I'm glad to see it's paying off.
digital thesaurus.
The digital thesaurus.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe next year I can get him. Maybe this year I can get invited to the holiday party. Yeah. I mean, I'd go. Oh, well. I mean, I would.
I know you would. Yeah. Oh, I left a movie out. You were thinking about checking out a movie maybe this weekend. I completely forgot about Hidden Figures. about the three about the three African American women, the mathematicians.
That
helped John Glenn get on the moon. Yeah, at NASA. Yes.
Yeah. Now, to get into to orbit the Earth.
Yes.
Yeah, John Glenn did never went to the moon. So, all right. I might do that one.
That's
all right.
Yeah, that's picked up great.
Now that
reviews.
One I like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Octavia Spencer, Taraji P. Henderson, Janelle Monáe. Actually, she was a protege of Prince, and this is now her first dabbling into acting. And then, from what some reviews say, she steals the show. Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory, Kevin Costner. Great cast.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty intriguing. I like that. Let's tell you, first of all, that today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Stock up for the weekend now. May want wine coolers, water, soft drinks. They have plenty of those. Snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills. Corey always takes great care of me in that regard. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Very proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. This day in sports history. 1967, Paige Cothran became the first player to sign with the New Orleans Saints. No impact. You realize the Saints and the Dolphins each have something in common. You know what that is? The opening kickoffs in the history of the respective franchises were run back for touchdowns. Joe Auer by the Dolphins in 66 and John Gilliam by the Saints in 67. 1973, UCLA won their 61st consecutive game to break the NCAA record held by the University of San Francisco, which, of course, had Bill Russell and Casey Jones. 1973, Carl Lewis beat his own two-year-old record in the world indoor long jump. 1991, Giants beat the Bills in Super Bowl 25. Scott Norwood went wide right. It's also the day Whitney Houston sang the Star Spangled Banner at Super Bowl 25. By my personal taste, maybe the best one, best version of it I've ever heard. And that is this day in sports history. Let's talk wrestling now. We've run the gambit on every sport, it seems, in the last 2 weeks between Tim Kirkchen being on the show, Peter King, John McClain. I mean, we've really kind of run Eli Gold, the Alabama play-by-play voice on last week. We really run the gamut in a lot of sports, but we always have to get back to bring it back home with certain things. And wrestling's one of them. And the Nittany Lion wrestling team is at Wisconsin tonight. They host Northwestern on Sunday. We bring in Nate Cobbler from the Center Daily Times. Nate, welcome. Iowa last week pretty much go according to Hoyle?
My previous story that I wrote, I did a prediction for all the matches, and I think I predicted the final score to be like 24-11.
There you go.
I was off by about 2 points. So yeah. I guess you could say, yeah, it did go in the direction I thought it was, but you know, there's a nice little surprise there of a guy coming out of red shirt and, coming and starting, getting into the lineup there in Mark Hall. So
let's talk about Mark Hall. I mean, decisions have to be made. You have a wrestle-off. He wins. And then you have to make the hard decision. He wants to wrestle. First time out, what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, it's a guy who's making a debut in one of the probably the toughest arena there is for college wrestling in Carver Hawkeye there when you've got 15,000 to 16,000 people rooting against you.
Right.
Mark has wrestled in around the world since he's been young. So, you know, it's just one of those things where we talked to him on Wednesday and he said that the crowd sort of did take a little bit out of him and he needs to maybe learn to wrestle a little bit smarter when it comes to those bigger goals. And, because he felt that, after he got the first takedown, which is good, come out and, got the first takedown of the match mm-hmm. there, he just felt he, you know, rode his opponent a little bit too long there in Alex Meyer, and that sort of took some out of him too. So, I mean, he won a Southern Scuffle title, and when you run a title to Southern Scuffle, I mean, that's hard to argue against, because that's one of the you know, tougher tournaments there are in the country when it comes to, you know, tournaments. So, you know, he went there and won a tournament there. I mean, he's 18-2 on the year, with his other loss coming in the finals of the Michigan State Open at the beginning of the year. So, I mean, he's got room to grow. I mean, he is only a true freshman, so, I mean, he's got three more years. I mean, I guess you could say 3.5 more years to grow, with the rest of this year here included. So, I think fans will be okay, and they can just, you know, that might just be a hiccup.
Yeah, when you look at a guy like Mark Hall, his greatness in high school, winning 6 titles in the state of Minnesota, he's the number one recruit in the country. It brings with it, and this is not his doing, but expectations. How important is it, do you feel, that he's allowed to grow into what Mark Hall can be?
It's very important. I mean, you can't expect. You can expect somebody to come out and, you know, just keep doing what they've been doing their whole wrestling career, but, you know, transitioning from high school to college is a little bit different, because, I mean, you're talking, you got different time management, you know, you got to worry about. You've got, you know, classes that are, you know, could maybe fall sometimes maybe into your practice schedule, so you have to practice outside of practice with, you know, sometimes the guys practice outside of practice with the wrestling club guys there. So I think it's real important, especially for, you know what he's capable of doing, and then, you know, he comes out and, I mean, he still has that room to grow. So it's very important for him to be able to grow into what he can be. And, you know, I saw a tweet from Jordan Burroughs that said, you know, I come out and lost my first 2 matches of my college career, and I turned out okay. So
right, yeah, exactly right. Jimmy Gulabon stepped up. How interesting has it been to cover what at times seems like a roller coaster ride from Jimmy Gulabon?
It's just that roller coaster. Yeah. You're not gonna know what you're gonna get. I mean, Jimmy did come out in that Iowa match, and he did look like the Jimmy that everybody's seen this year, and that's just just seems like he's just going through the motions, I guess you could say. But then you saw him in the third period of that match turn it into a dominating performance, where he goes and gets 4 straight takedowns and comes out with a win. So it's, like I said, it is just what you said it is. It's a roller coaster ride. You don't know if you're going to get the top of the hill Jimmy Gulabon or down in the dips Jimmy Gulabon.
When you talk to the coaches, what do they tell you about him? And when you talk to him, what does he say?
The coaches, they're all behind him, because they know what he's capable of and what he has done and what he's done in the past. So they're all about sticking with him. And talking to Kale, I want to say 2 weeks ago now, you know, I said, you know, are you guys telling him anything differently? And he said, nope, we're just keeping it positive and just knowing what he knows that he's capable of and just reinforcing that. So it's still Jimmy Gulabon's spot to lose. And, I think it's like I said the last year, it's been all mental. You take a guy that's won so much, and, you know, you come and get these couple losses, and it's like, okay, how do I bounce back from this? And so it's one of those mental things where you have to just basically put it to yourself to, you know, rally back and respond from those losses.
Okay, so when you look at this lineup that they have right now, does it appear really, you know, we mentioned the Gulabon thing, everything else looked pretty stable to you in terms of the kind of lineup you can win a national championship with?
I mean, at one, obviously the big question mark there is at 133, where, you know, they had a guy in Jared Cortez who was wrestling pretty well, and, you know, now he's out for the year with what looked like is a shoulder injury. He was in a sling and had surgery done last week, Kale said, and so, I mean, that's obviously the biggest question mark for them. So I felt, you know, they probably could have, I don't want to say that they could have, I mean, they probably could have won national title even if Mark Hall stayed in a red shirt, but this makes it probably a little bit more easier for them, I guess you could say. because now there is, you're more than likely they're going to have nine wrestlers qualify for the national tournament. And, you know, if just by looking at it right now, you know, their lineup, they have six of their 10 guys that are ranked in the top five of their weight class, with Mark Hall, who just, you know, got into the lineup, and he's only two spots out.
Right.
So, you know, Iowa, you know, was obviously a tough test for them, and, you know, they basically passed it with flying colors. So I said, I was on the show with Corey Geiger last week, and I told him, I said, you know, they get past Iowa, I don't see how they lose the rest of the year. I mean, yeah, granted, they wrestle Ohio State, and it's at Ohio State, but to me, Ohio State has a couple guys. They don't have the amount of guys that Penn State has, and they have, you know, Nathan Tomasello at 133, which is obviously the big question mark for Penn State. So you can give a win there at Ohio State, and then obviously they got the you know, world champion and Olympic champion and Kyle Snyder. So saying he's going to be around for that match, I mean, he's out, you know, wrestling with the Olympic squad and stuff like that. So you know, I think that it's probably going to be another undefeated season for Penn State again, and, you know, we'll probably end up seeing them in Oklahoma City wrestling against Oklahoma State for that national dual championship series title.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so obviously you look at this weekend at Wisconsin and Northwestern as two check marks moving on, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Northwestern, they have one guy that's ranked. I mean, he's 20th, though, in the weight class. It's going to be a big weekend. Well, not really a big weekend, but tonight's match with Wisconsin is going to be big for Vincenzo Joseph and Nick Nevels. Joseph's going up against Isaac Jordan, who was a NCAA finalist last year. And you got Nick Nevels going up against Connor Medbury, who's number two in the country right now. So tonight's match is going to be real entertaining, but you know, welcome in Matt Sterniola, who, you know, went to State College High School and graduated from State College, and on Sunday there, where it's I predicted a shutout for Penn State. So we'll see what happens.
Nate, it's always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for the time you gave us today. We always appreciate your work.
Hey, thanks, Steve. You guys have a good rest of the day, all right?
That's Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times. We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. A brand new Hyundai Elantra from Sunbury Motors Hyundai can be yours for only $215 per month. This is not a lease payment. $215 per month on a brand new Hyundai Elantra with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors says a 2017 Hyundai Elantra is the absolute best buy for your buck in 2017. Sunbury Motors was voted best car dealership, best quick service, and best body shop. Now add best new compact vehicle with the Hyundai Elantra, and you just made the best decision of 2017. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. There's 34 to choose from, starting at $215 per month, tax and tags extra, at 2.99% APR for 84 months to qualified buyers. Sunbury Motors Hyundai declares 2017 the year of the Elantra. Penn State basketball's on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Carter was right to the near wing. Stops over the shoulder, far wing. Shep Garner, deep three. It's good. It is his time.
Penn State basketball sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Gator Guns, Turbinville National Bank, and Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck. Listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK for Penn State basketball games. You can check out the full schedule at WKOK.com. We are Penn State.
353 at WKOK. We've got a major highway that's shut down in the central Susquehanna Valley. It's because of a traffic accident that happened about an hour ago. Route 11 is closed in both directions from the Route 54 intersection in Danville to the Service Electric Cablevision office in Point Township, Northumberland County. It was a three-car head-on collision that happened before 3 near Balltop Road and Route 11. Emergency crews tell us that that stretch of Route 11 will be closed for several hours. So you'll have to take an alternate route. So once again, Route 11 closed between Service Electric Cablevision and the Route 54 intersection in Danville.
That is big. So somehow turn yourself around and get yourself out of there. And if, and for those of you who have not had a chance to get on the road yet, go another way. All right? Just do it. And so there you go. We'll keep you up to date on anything along the way that can help you negotiate your trip to wherever you need to go. And we'll help you with that. Next half hour, we're going to be open, as a matter of fact. So we've got, and then my brother in the final half hour, Sean says that Sean, looking to make up ground anywhere, wants to pick the Pro Bowl. I said, okay, fine. That's what we're going to do. And the NHL All-Star Game. Thinking, okay, well, Sean's a little desperate, but sure, I guess if, you know, we'll, you know, it's, we'll go your way.
What do they call it? The slap shot contest? They have that? Or the sure shot contest?
You know,
the,
I don't
the
know.
Skills,
I
think, the skills in lieu of the slam dunk competition in the NBA, what the sure shot, slap shot, something?
Yeah, I know they time speed on slap shots, things like that. As to who can get to 100 miles per hour plus. I don't know. And I think the way they play the game is a series of 3-on-3 games, right? Something like that. So it's nice, wide open ice, a lot of fun for them, and that's what they do. But yeah, it's the NHL All-Star Game. None of these All-Star games were intriguing or fun. I'll watch a little bit of the Pro Bowl on Friday night, but that's, or excuse me, Sunday night. But that's about it. But Sean, how many games you back of my brother now? Two?
Down two, yes.
So you need the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl to tie for first.
Kev is 96-50, I'm 94-52, and you are 89-57, which is an extremely respectable record.
Oh, don't suck up. I'm in last place, you know. No need to suck up, okay? All right, I got buried. Yeah.
I was checking to see if there was an over-under for the NHL All-Star Game. I guess there isn't.
Well, no, there isn't, because I think they play a series of 3-on-3 games. I think it's not one team against another team. I think it's a bunch of teams.
Been a while since I've watched it.
If you ever watched overtime, that's what it is, like watching overtime play out.
That is fun. Yeah. I did hear that I think Geno Malkin of the Penguins, they're...
He's out.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah,
he's out. The All-Star game means so much to him that he's not going to participate. He didn't play in last night's game against the Bruins either. Last night, they were dropping footballs from drones at the skills competition for the NFL. And ESPN carried it. You're saying, well, you watched it. Not so.
Did not watch it. I don't think it was live, though, was it? I don't think it was.
I have no idea. I was at Letterman's Sports Grill and Gastro Pub here doing the coaches show with Patrick Chambers and Amanda Lahotek.
You would think one of those TVs would have it on.
They had 8 TVs on. I looked over and said, they're dropping a football from a drone? Really? okay. They quickly, at that point, turned away and did not select it as an option to watch. Oh, well. 24/7 sports. It's where we are.
That'll be the new way they'll deliver tickets in the mail. In case this internet thing falls through.
I could hear the suit now. That'd be so cool.
I know Amazon, they've been testing with drones, I want to say at least 2 years, 2.5 years. The new way to get your stuff delivered to your house. I just don't see it working, though.
Yeah, because I ordered a lot of China from Amazon. I just...
Fragile.
I don't feel comfortable with the delivery method. All this glassware I ordered. We're sending it over on a drone. It'll be great. You know, that tumbler set? Sure.
Drone found in field. I was skeet shooting. I was it a drone? I couldn't. No, that wasn't a drone. Whole mess of stuff can happen.
Next week, Tim Jones on the show, Charles Davis, Mike Conti, Falcons Radio Network writer from the Boston Globe on the show. We have a lot going on next week, Super Bowl week. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.